Morning Fresh.
It is Morning Fresh, Wednesday Morning Fresh to be precise. Rosie here keeping you company for another Wednesday morning up until 12 today. Now, keeping me company this morning, I've been joined by two very lovely gentlemen who have just released a film online called Schoolyard Justice. The film is made by Michael Kublat and Rodley 12 Tree in the studio this morning. Welcome to Fresh.
Good morning, Rose. How are you?
I am very good. Now, the film is called Schoolyard Justice.
It is, yes.
And what's it all about?
Well, the film is essentially a story about a young boy who's walking home from school one day, and he's confronted and attacked by the local school bully, who has been picking on him for quite a while. And they get into a bit of a situation where the bully is he's injured to a certain degree. And the young lad, Jamie, who is the protagonist of the story, has to make a decision as to whether or not the bully lives or dies. And it's a film that's designed to ask the question as to what would you do in a similar situation with regards to, you know, school bullies and asking all the questions relating to bullying at school and anywhere else.
Yeah, it's a short film, only 10 minutes.
It's only 10 minutes,
You pack it all. We can't give too much away, can we? Because it's only 10 minutes long.
I want to explain a lot about it, but I can't, because if I do, then people will go, oh, well, I don't need to see it now. So,
but the issue is there, of the whole issue of bullying, I guess, in schools.
Exactly.
Is there, and it's something that you really hoped, I guess, with the film to bring out and, like, discuss in the public forum.
The aim for the film, when we initially decided to make it, the aim was just to make a short film, and it could have been about anything. And the further we sort of got along with developing the film and scripting, it's interesting as a little side story, when we were writing the script, we were up to about draft 3, I think, and the story, you may remember early last year the story broke about the young Victorian kid who got a whole heap of compensation after being bullied at school.
Yep.
It was a fairly major story at the beginning of last year, and there was a lot of discussion about it, and I remember saying to, well, Mick and I were talking about it at the time, and we were saying, oh, I wish we had the film made and we could bring it up at the time.
Perfect timing.
We decided then that the aim for the film and who we should market it at would obviously be people of that age group and of the age group generally that listen to Fresh, we find. The topic of bullying, I think, is fairly prevalent in society today with the advent of, you know, videos going online and
Yeah, like
and
right
all that
now,
sort of
we're,
stuff.
We're exactly. in the midst of that. Has that been somewhat, did you make any changes as a result to all the news stories that have come out with, you know, kids taping these violent attacks at school, posting them online?
Well, we did mull over the idea of maybe having, you know, some sort of camera phone involved in the plot in some way, but we really didn't. We essentially stuck to the story as it was originally written. The story was a short story written by a friend of mine, and it was a story because we thought, well, we just want to make a film that's fairly low budget. We didn't have a lot of money to spend on it. It had to be low number of cast members. We didn't want a huge big multi cast film. So it's only got 4 cast members total in the whole film, and it only goes for 10 minutes. So we didn't want a massive big production. So we couldn't really
get too technical.
But if
nothing else, it's just the perfect time perhaps to bring it out and talk about it.
Exactly. It's, well, we think so.
It's hit the second, well, the other cycle of, you know, life. When we had started it, there was a whole big massive talk on the media. Now it is again, and so perfect time.
So it's all come full circle for us, pretty much.
Now, you did mention the procedure that you guys went through to, like, in the making of the film, writing up the script. That all started back in 2007, and it's just been released last month.
You would think making a short film wouldn't take very long.
Yeah, it looks like a big process for you guys.
Yeah, look, whether it's lack of skills as filmmakers or what, I don't know. We did have a few issues when we made the film. It took us probably 3 or 4 months to go from story to script and then to start casting and things like that. The reason it took so long really was the fact that we kept having to reshoot a lot of material over again because of the fact that we were using local talent, which is great because you're getting some raw sort of talent. But the problem is, because they're volunteering their time, you've got to arrange a time when everybody's mutually available and all of that. So
yeah, when filmmaking's like a side hobby that you kind
exactly.
of...
Exactly. It's just a hobby for us. We're certainly not, we haven't been paid for this or anything like that. It's the ultimate aim is to maybe earn a little bit of cash out of it. That'd be nice.
But more interesting, what I wanted to ask was, in the process of getting it all made, did you go into a lot of detail in, you know, researching about the issue about it itself and looking, I guess, about the situation and why bullying was perhaps something you wanted to represent on film?
That was mainly done because we already took it from a proper short case. Story. So we didn't really have to worry about that. We just had to turn it into a screenplay and go from there. So
I mean, I did a minuscule amount of research on the web. Like, I jumped on the web and typed in bullying. Mm-hmm. Googled it, and a gazillion pages on everything sort of rocked up. So you can take your pick. I mean, there's always been studies done. You watch any current affairs program or TV show about that discusses that topic, and they're always going off and discussing all the statistics on who and how many and how come and the reasons for it and all that sort of stuff. So I think bullying is in especially particularly in schools, which is where we've set this film. But I think it's a common enough theme that people know what it's about. It's now time to sort of start trying to figure out what we're going to do about it to sort of minimise it.
It's just a real constant thing. It's really bad to say, but it's just constantly there.
It is. And nobody, at this stage, nobody seems to have been able to come up with any concrete answers as to how they deal with it.
Well, I am talking this morning to Rodney Twelfthree and Michael Kubler, the producer and the director of Schoolyard Justice, a small, short film that's just gone online. We're talking more to them in just a second, so stick around. You're on Fresh this morning. It is Morning Fresh. G'day, Rosie here, keeping you company. If you've just joined us, I'm joined this morning with Rodney Twelfthree and Michael Kubler, the producer and the director of a short film, Schoolyard Justice. We've got pull it up online, 27th of June, for all of you to watch. It's a short film all about schoolyard bullying, and mm-hmm. we've been talking about why you guys have put it together and how recurrent, how constant the concept of bullying is.
Yep.
But a larger part of the idea of the film as well, you guys looking at just violence on a whole. How have you looked at that, and how have you incorporated, I guess, beyond the schoolyard and beyond this youth sector? Despite it being so...
Cool. Good question. I think we've... The problem we had... Well, I'll take it from the point of view of the film. When we were making the film, we were trying to figure out just how violent or not violent it should be.
Yep.
Because obviously you're dealing with a topic that is fairly raw to a lot of people. A lot of people at school, getting picked on a daily basis. It might be emotional abuse. It could be physical abuse. It just depends. But we were trying to figure out how graphic... to be in the film.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be confronting to a point that it gets people to sort of go, oh, okay, well, this is an interesting way of, going about it. But we didn't want to be, horror slasher film
because
brutal.
Ideally you want to take it to, schools, perhaps,
that's,
and to
that's
young
our
kids.
Old, one of our aims was to maybe that, local schools, not just here, but, around the world,
mm-hmm.
Could look at it, show it to their classes and say, okay, here's a scenario. Some of you may or may not have faced this scenario before. You've been, confronted by somebody who's, trying to, beat the heck out of you. What would you do? That was our aim. After a while, we sort of thought about it and we thought, we could market this to schools, to the education departments, to put it into classrooms, to try and get it to out to students and hopefully provoke some discussion amongst those students and maybe... Who knows? Maybe stop a couple of kids from getting into the same scenario.
So that's the plan from here on in.
Oh, grand, lofty plans that we had. Yes. that's the plan for it at the moment.
Yep.
Is just to basically get people to look at it. Whatever comes out of it is all good. If something comes out of it with regards to people wanting to get a copy of it on DVD or whatever, it's currently only available online.
Yep.
It's a worldwide web release, of course.
Can we just
What is it?
www.syjmovie.com.
Yep.
That's all up there.
Even easier, just Google Schoolyard Justice.
Sure. Now, a major part of the film, of course, is that it's all locally made and it's full of a whole stack of local talent. Who are some of the guys you got on board and how did you find them?
Absolutely. Well, the first person that came on board was the main cat. We sort of put out a... Or you, Mick, you
I,
put
I
out a,
did
an
most
email,
of it,
didn't
actually.
You?
Yeah. We started off with just local forums and, friends and things like that. And the brother of a friend of mine...
Connections.
It's that easy.
We just got it through that way, so okay, cool, and did a quick little rehearsal.
Yep, we did a screen test with Jamie. Jamie Williamson plays the character of Jamie, funnily enough. That was the name of the character that was written in the story, and he just happened to be coincidentally named the same. He plays the character of Jamie, who is the victim.
Yeah.
Inverted commas, a young guy from the Riverland at the time. He now lives in Adelaide, but at the time we cast him was living in the Riverland, wasn't it? Stephen Holmes. Come from the Riverland, and a couple of friends of mine. I've appeared in a couple of local theatre productions, and I asked a couple of my previous fellow castmates to join in. Shannon Shannon Gray and Chris Dunn rocked up, and they all sort of jumped at the chance. So we had our main cast all sorted out, and away we went. So, and it was all filmed. It was primarily filmed in Port Adelaide. Mm-hmm. There was a little bit of filming sort of in Henley Beach and West Beach and sort of down the Brighton Hove area as well, just little key shots.
Yeah, some really nice shots in there.
We're quite happy with a lot of the material that's in there for sure. But all locally done. You know who we've forgotten? We forgot Ryan. The guy that wrote the music,
yep.
Ryan Chris, came on board, works at the same company that Mick does.
Yep.
And we approached him, and he'd never written for a film or a video or anything like that before. He usually does tracks, just regular songs and tracks and stuff like that. And we said, look, are you interested? And he went, okay. So he came on board, and it was worked out very, very well.
Some very good music.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And now it's in the process of, you know, sharing it and putting it out to people. And it has been gone online 27th of June. Now, what's the response been like thus far? Have you had anything from the public yet?
We have had I've had a couple of positive responses from primarily, obviously, the initial response is going to be from our friends and our family that are obviously going to be, you know, right there to see it. A lot of them have been exceptionally positive about it. I haven't really had any horribly negative reviews about it, so I'm quite happy with it that people are actually enjoying it and are asking the questions that we want the film to get them to ask. So it's always a positive.
About the only negative review is that the title, that opening credits are too long.
Yeah. But that's about it. But if that's the only thing that's wrong with it...
It was fine by me.
Yeah. If that's the only thing that's wrong with it, I'm not really all that fast. So, but as far as the storytelling aspect of it goes, I think people are generally pretty impressed with it.
Well, hopefully you get a lot of good feedback from it. Hopefully it does get out to a whole bunch of schools, because it is a pretty wide message at the end. I mean, you have mentioned that there's this big open ending that just kind of ends with a question, and it can be completely discussed.
I mean, I guess the fundamental thing about the film is we're not trying to answer any questions. We're trying to get people to ask them. So if this film can help that happen, then it can only be a good thing.
Short film with a huge social cause behind it.
Oh, massive.
Yeah. Now, you have it's actually officially being debuted pretty soon.
Yeah, we've got our official launch. We were supposed to have it before it went online, but we had to postpone it for various reasons. But we're now having a private launch party in next Thursday.
Just for the
cast and you know, real close friends and stuff like that. Photos of that will probably go online straight after it and things like that. So,
but until then, if anyone's interested in actually having a look at it themselves, the website again to see it out?
syjmovie.com, www.syjmovie.com, or just Google Schoolyard Justice. It's either or.
So syjmovie.com. It's called Schoolyard Justice. Thank you so much to Rodney Twelfthree, the director, and Michael Kubler, the producer. Have an awesome day, and hopefully we see a lot more of it, perhaps.
Well, thank hope so. Thanks,
around
for
the school. Cheers. Get back into some music for your Wednesday morning, though. There's a bit of Salty Fish for you. It's In the Air. Your Wednesday morning fresh.